This is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, December 27th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber looking out on a rather dreary, overcast type day today, but experiencing the joy of the Lord as we consider our position in Christ. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and today we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you. We titled today's message, The Lord's Christ. We use this portion of scripture we also used yesterday, but just a short portion of it, and it is a different message, from Luke 2, verse 28.
Simeon took him in his arms and praised God.
Over the years, I've been told that I look rather clumsy holding infants. In fact, my good friend Ken coerces me into holding his little baby, David, sometimes I think so he can look on and chuckle at my discomfort. Through the years, I've received some great instructions, and young mothers have shown me the right way to hold their babies. I believe I do better than I used to, although I'm still not very comfortable doing so.
I wonder what it was like to hold the infant Jesus. I can imagine that he was held by many people, and the artwork that we see usually shows Mary holding him. But surely Joseph did so as well. Grandmothers, aunts, and most women love to hold and cuddle babies.
But there's only one person the Bible specifically tells us by name who held the baby Jesus. Simeon was a righteous and devout man of faith who had long been waiting in expectation of the, quote, consolation of Israel, end quote, and who had the Holy Spirit upon him. It was the Holy Spirit who had revealed to him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
At just the precise day and the Lord's time, his parents took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Simeon was moved by the Spirit to also be there to meet them in the temple court. No introduction is recorded. We simply read, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God. This would have been a great time to have a digital camera and take lots of pictures.
In fact, today we have a photo up that I believe is a simulation art, of course, of Simeon holding the Lord. It's either that or his dedication, but I think it's probably intended to be a photo of, or a picture of Simeon. Today we cannot take, today we cannot take the infant Jesus in our arms. He is now majestically seated at the right hand of God the Father, having fully accomplished the mission for which he was sent into the world, to save sinners. But we can raise our arms and praise God, acknowledging, as Simeon did, that Jesus is indeed the Lord's Christ. And today, redeemed sinners are doing just that all over the world. Well, Brooksine and I, we're two of them anyway, and we sure hope you are as well.
Let's pray together. Father, we ascribe to you glory and honor and power and strength through your name. We rejoice in our salvation, made available through the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to redeem humankind from their wretched sin. For at just the right time, while we were still powerless and dead in our sins, Jesus died for us. God, you demonstrated your love for us in that you credited righteousness to us through Christ's death, and justified us from sin. Your wondrous love is truly amazing, and we can only respond by dedicating to you our soul, our life, our all. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's our desire today. I certainly pray along with that prayer and make it a fresh expression of my intent and my heart. Thanks for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a couple of photos up today. One is that, actually a piece of art that someone forwarded to me in an email, a friend from one of the companies we're a chaplain at. And it's really an outstanding depiction of what it could have looked like. And, of course, we don't know. Yesterday I put a photo up of a scene in that I called a mystery photo. It was a photo my cousin sent me of a frosty, foggy morning, and it was in a little village in Germany. I'll tell you that right now. I made it a mystery yesterday and gave a clue just with the coordinates at the bottom left corner, and it was interesting. Apparently quite a few readers enjoy that sort of thing, and several did get it right. Others were close, and frankly a few were really far off. But they all guessed locations that I could see where it could have looked at. At least nobody said the Sahara Desert or anything like that, because it was a beautiful wintry village scene. We got some music up today as well. The song that I came to mind today is one that I've used before here and has become quite familiar in the last 10 or 15 years, called Mary, Did You Know? And I may still look for another song and get some input from Brooksine, because as we were reading the devotional, I heard the devotional both covers the time when Jesus was a baby to his ascended state next to God the Father, next to our Father. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and to be encouraged.